What if we were to take 10 seconds, just 10 seconds to close our eyes and breathe? And it's not a fancy breath. I'm not talking 3 counts in, 4 counts out, inhale through the left nostril, exhale through the right, just 10 solid seconds of breathing. So as long as you're not driving or walking or biking, let's close our eyes together and just breathe for 10 seconds. What if we took those 10 seconds to breathe, the same 10 seconds that we just took together, more than just one time a day? And what if we made it a conscious part of our practice and routine of being alive, of being human, to make sure that we breathe? How often do you hold your breath? I hold my breath all the time. I hold my breath when I'm recording for this podcast. I hold my breath in conversation. I hold my breath during the day in moments of excitement and also in moments of tension and anxiety. I'm probably holding my breath right now. What if, though, we stopped doing that? What if we fully allowed ourselves to breathe? And what if fully allowing ourselves to breathe meant we fully allowed ourselves to live? You know, I'm realizing that every moment that you hold your breath, when you hold it in, you're holding in a part of who you are. And by holding that part of you in, you're not allowing yourself to express who you are, because every breath is an opportunity for expression. And I never thought about it that way until literally this second, so I have to say it again. Every breath is an opportunity for expression. So think about it. Why do we hold that breath in? Why do we hold that expression in? What stops us from fully expressing who we are? Are we afraid of what it would really mean to allow ourselves to take up space, to be seen, to be heard, to be acknowledged, to allow ourselves to be acknowledged? I think it's all of the above. Because our breath is extremely tied to who we are and our willingness really to express who we are. Because to really let it out, to really express ourselves, would mean allowing ourselves to be seen and heard in a way and in a light that maybe at times hasn't felt safe. To allow ourselves to fully embody the fullest expression of who we are requires us to breathe. It requires us to breathe through every moment, through every fear, through every celebration. It requires us to breathe so that we can really feel what it is to be here. To be here right now, to feel every emotion, to feel lost and to feel great love, to feel lost and to feel very much at home. Because without the dichotomies, there really is no fire. There is no pull towards an exploration of our truth, towards an exploration of why we breathe, of why we hold our breath. Because really, our breath is just one of the many tools in our toolbox towards that truth. So, embrace your breath, embrace your truth, embrace the freedom to explore, to choose who you want to be, to choose letting it out instead of holding it in, to choose the fullest expression of who you are instead of who the world has told you to be. So, I'm going to end this solo episode by saying, don't be afraid to breathe. Don't be afraid to take up space, to make noise. Don't be afraid to take those 10 seconds that we took earlier and maybe multiply them by 100 or more and really take that time every day for yourself to breathe. Don't be afraid to connect to your breath, because by connecting to your breath is really how we start to reconnect and connect to who we are without the noise of who the world is telling us to be. because by connecting to your breath, it's really the opportunity and the chance to connect to who you know you already are. So this is just something that I've been thinking a lot about, honestly, and trying to understand for myself. And so I thought, well, let's podcast about it. Why not? Honestly, the month of May was a really transformational month for me, mind, body, and soul. And I'm excited to start to share a little bit more of that with all of you, which honestly starts by sharing more episodes like this one that are just straight up reflections. So whether you're listening to this today or this week or in months from now, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Don't forget to breathe, and I will see you right back here for another Seek the Joy Tuesday.